desire and interest in your prayers. If you don't mind, we'll have a word of prayer before we begin. Lord Jesus, we are certainly nothing in your sight and in your presence. Lord, we ask that you would help us in being able to convey the burden that's on our heart this morning. Lord, may we be able to stay hidden behind the cross and only you extol. I pray, Lord, that you would look down on our assembly here today and bless each heart that's here. Go with us and we'll surely give you the praise. Amen. Consider it a privilege to be here. Wasn't my original intentions. And I'll be real frank with you. The subject that we have today is something that the Lord seemed to drop in our mind. And I've struggled to know how to convey this properly today. Not just today, but whenever the Lord made time for that. Hidden value. I know that when we enter our school age years, there are things that we have to learn to meet the requirements to pass the grade. And at the time, we don't understand the full benefit or the full impact of things such as multiplication tables and addition and subtraction facts when we're in the early grades sometimes can be quite a drag. And we struggle with, why do I have to know all of that, and why do I have to memorize those things? I remember being in grade school, I believe it was in about the fifth grade, we had a teacher that was determined that we know our multiplication facts through 10. And her plan for teaching us was that we had a period of that we could study or learn those, and we were given a test, all of them at the same time. And if we got them all correct the first time we took the test, we got an A. And if we missed one, then we had to take it the second time. And the second time, if we got them all right, we got a B. And on down the line, to where if we continued to take it and got a failing score, she said, you're going to take this test for the rest of the year on every Friday or whenever it was until you make 100%. On your multiplication fact. Her method is what has stood out to me. Obviously, we all wanted an A, but we didn't all get an A. But I believe that everyone in her class learned their multiplication table. The benefit of that is it's hard to confuse someone that really knows their multiplication facts later on in life. It's hard to confuse them when you try to give them the wrong answer. There's a hidden value to that. It's been a blessing to me all down through my life to know for certainty what those multiplication facts are. It's not something that I've had to stop and think about. But it's been something that's been, it's been an element I can proceed from with confidence. I'd like for us, there's other things that we could learn or talk about that we learned in school. One of the things that I struggled with, and quite often it's apparent when I'm in this position and speaking to other people, grammar was not my forte. And there are times that I use expressions and words that makes my wife cringe. And I miss the hidden value. It could be a benefit to me if I'd applied myself more in that area. Hopefully, you might learn at least that from the message this morning and pay attention to your grammar teacher. Now notice in the scripture in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 1st verse, I had a grandfather image in my life that apparently seen that I needed this a whole lot. And every time we had family worship at their house, he read this verse to me and my brother. And it got to the point that he would ask us where he was going to read. It was Brother Ossie Sorrell. He'd married my grandmother when they were both older. And I appreciate this element. He ingrained this scripture in my mind. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And then it says, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth." It's right to obey our parents. It's right to learn your multiplication facts. It's right to obey the laws of the land when it comes to things like speed limits and not hunting deer out of season. And all that's the right thing to do. But there is a hidden value in those things. There's a hidden value in obeying your parents. It says this is a commandment with promise. The hidden value is that you would live long on the earth. You would be blessed with a long and productive life. And that's the element I want us to try to get a hold of this morning. In Proverbs, the 10th chapter and the 22nd verse, says, I believe, "The blessing of the Lord maketh rich." The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The hidden value of living for the Lord is that there's no sorrow added with it. There's no regrets. The enemy wants to come along and tell any of us that we've missed out on some things. But the reality is, the blessings of the Lord, of living for God all your life, from youth on up, is it maketh you rich. There's a benefit there that there's no comparison to fulfillment that the devil has to offer. It's not out there. There is a real element of blessing, a real value there. I'm thinking about something we take for granted, and those professing Christianity, is honesty. You know, honesty is the right thing to do. It's the thing that the Bible requires out of us. But there's a benefit, there's a hidden value that comes from that. And I'm going to term it like this. It's recommendation and referrals. You don't have to keep track of the stories you tell. I work in an occupation that I see others tell things to customers that it would be good if they wrote it down, because it's going to come back to haunt them. Honesty is so much better for the face value. But in the long term, there's a hidden value of being comfortable and relaxed. And if someone says, "I don't remember you saying it like that," you can honestly tell them, "Well, I forgot what I said last time. Refresh my memory." You can tell them that you've got a better understanding now, instead of trying to cover it up and smooth it over and convince them that what you're telling them was right all along. Honesty. Recommendations, referrals that come from that. Attitude towards your work. Someone that comes in and is determined to do the least that's expected out of them. You know, that's not a good attitude. There's a hidden benefit of following the Scripture in Ecclesiastes, I believe it's 9 and 10, that says whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. There's a hidden value to that. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's job security. In an environment that we live in today, a job is something to be very thankful for. And someone that applies themselves in honesty and good work ethics, it's the hidden value to that is job security. It's referral. When we moved from Oklahoma to Missouri, I told my wife, the thing I'm going to miss the most is the customer base. I'd worked in the town almost 20 years, and I either knew the people personally or I definitely recognized their cars when I went to the Walmart parking lot. And the people that would come in that knew me and would accept what I told them was a great benefit and a great asset. And I told her I'm going to miss that. I'm going to a new community and no one knows me. It's been almost 5 years now. And I can see that thing developing again. And why is that? It's a hidden value. But it comes from being willing to do what's in front of you. And it comes from being honest. And being willing to go the extra mile that it takes for customer satisfaction. I was planning on leaving work early Friday, and a man called about noon and wanted to know if I still worked there. And the service writer said, yes. He said, well, I'll be there as soon as I can get off of work. He said, I would like for him to at least look at my truck and tell me what I need to do. Well, the thought for this message was happened a long time before that, but I feel like it fits in. That's a hidden value, a hidden benefit of doing what I ought to do anyway, of being honest, of having a good work ethic. These are hidden values that will be a blessing and make you rich in your life. I'm not talking about temporally. I'm not a wealthy person, but it'll make you rich with the blessing of acceptance, of feeling a sense of fulfillment. The devil offers you fulfillment from a selfish perspective, and it always ends up empty. But when we apply ourselves to godliness, and godliness with contentment is what? Great gain. It says here, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. If we will apply ourselves to integrity with God, the hidden value and the benefit that comes along with us is something that kind of comes in from behind, and we didn't realize it was coming, but it's there. It's something that's a reassurance, and it gives us confidence to be able to face whatever the future holds. We like to come to service and expect to get something that would be a challenge and a blessing to our hearts and our souls. But if no one took the time to study, if no one took the time to meditate and to pray, and no one took the time to seek the will of the Lord, our expectations wouldn't be met. But when there are those that will apply themselves in seeking the Lord, Lord, what would you have for me to do? Is there something you want me to share with the others at service? When that happens, it fills in the gap. It fills up the time. We're going to serve lunch about an hour and 10 minutes or so. So it'll fill some of that time up. But there's more than that. The hidden value is that it has the opportunity to speak to our hearts and help us when we go out and face the real world. We're not coming here, at least I don't, for some form of entertainment and some form of thrill or sensation that we would get that would just make us feel tingly when we leave. We come in here to get something that will help us combat the obstacles we meet in life. And when we see someone that has applied themselves and shares that, yes, it fills the time up, and it maybe we can say amen, I trust you can, but there's hidden value of long-time benefit for our life if we'll apply the things we hear in services. There's a value, I believe, in abstaining from the appearances of evil, the worldly lust and all those things that we've heard addressed in our midst many times. There's a value for the moment at hand. There's a value in being careful about what we allow our minds to go out and entertain. But there's a hidden value too. The hidden value is integrity and character. It's something that will build over time. It is a value that others come to look on and to depend on and to count on. And when we are careful to abstain from worldly lust, the appearances of evil, yes, it's the right thing to do at the moment, but there's a hidden value that comes in. There's a hidden value that brings strength to our character. I believe there's a value. I believe it's right to be modest in our body language and our appearance. I believe that. I believe it's scriptural to be very careful. I see people that dress and act in ways that are not holy. And I would like to say to those that might be tempted to portray themselves as something less than holy in your appearance, if it is from the perspective of whatever you're trying to reveal or to expose, don't offer something for sale if you're not intending to sell it. And if it's not for sale, take the sign down. If it's not for sale, take the sign down. It's the right thing to do to take the sign down. It's the right thing to do to be careful in my appearance. But there's a hidden value and benefit to those elements. I've worked in the public all my working life, never worked at home. I've never had a problem with opposite gender attraction. I don't know what else to say that. Maybe you could say it better than me. I've never had a problem with that. I've never had to wear a wedding ring so they would know that I was married. Maybe this is an arrogant position, but I don't feel that I'm that much more homely than others. But I've never had that problem. But I know men that have. And it wasn't just because of how their clothing was, because they were wearing primarily the same uniform that I was. But it was their actions. It was their body language. It was the conversations they entered into. So I want to say this. It's right for us to be very careful in our physical appearance. It is also right for me to be very careful about the way I conduct myself, the conversations that I'm willing to enter into, the teasing and jest and lighthearted conversations that I allow myself to be drawn into in the workplace and at school, if I'm at school, or wherever you may find yourself. It's right to be very careful. That's the right thing to do, but there's a hidden value to that. I've never had to contend with somebody offering me something that would violate my marriage relationship. Is that clear? And you won't either, if you'll be careful. A hidden value. We have another topic we'd like to touch on a little bit. The broadest word that I know how to use is media. And we're faced with it all the way around in our world. We'd say that we live in a communication age. We're on the communication superhighway, it seems like, in our world. We have information accessible to us in ways today that weren't available when I was a child or a teenager. The things that I use in my occupation, I would have found absurd if you told me I was going to use those in my occupation when I was in high school. I'll tell you another little hidden value that I found from my school days. When I was in high school, I took 1 year of typing. And I took that year of typing to avoid taking another class, like chorus or something like that. I don't remember what it was, but I took that year of typing, and we actually had manual typewriters there and a few electric typewriters, but no word processors or computers or anything like that in typing class. And I guess I made a decent grade. I certainly wasn't a very I didn't make any impressions on the teacher with my typing skills, really. But you know, I have to. There's a hidden value in that. I use that every day on my job fixing cars. I would have never guessed that when I was in school, but it's a hidden value that's been a blessing to me, because I know when I put my hands on the keyboard, I know you're supposed to use all your fingers and not this. You know, I know how to do that, basically. Media. It's out there. It's always been there. Since mankind has been communicating with one another, it's been there. The transfer of ideas from one person to the next. The saints, as we know it, has taken positions on media in the past. And I fellowship that. I believe it's been right. But there's some hidden values I want us to consider in that. We could stand up here and preach against television, and it's about like preaching about 8-track tapes or reel-to-reel tape recorders. There's a lot more out there. A lot more out there. Some of y'all may have even received and sent text messages since church started. I hope you haven't. I hope you've had more respect for the holy environment of God's people than to sit in the chapel and send and receive text messages. I hope you have. But it's not just the text There's the graphic display that can come with it. There's little video clips that you can get on your cell phone. And I'm not a technical expert like some of the younger generation probably are. And I'm a little bit out of my league to know how to discuss or address, but I know there's things available that would astonish me. You can surf the internet on the front bench if you wanted to with your cell phone. There are opportunities to convey information from written word, spoken word. There are so many opportunities to get corrupted information. You can get corrupt information in the books that you read, in the magazines you pick up, the things that you listen to. Sometimes it's not the words as much as it is the spirit behind the music. Sometimes it's all about the words. And there are times there's phrases used in our society today that go right over my head. And to the next generation below me, they have a sensual undertone. And I don't get it. There are many, many forms of media out there. For me to take a position against one without us addressing them all, I believe, is a mistake. I've got a real burden on my mind and on my heart about the interaction that is possible for all of us to have with those that produce the media. If we incorporate into our lives the things that are produced by unholy people, unholy spirits, it's going to distort our mind and our thinking. It can be from the form of something really rank and really disgusting to something with an undercurrent of justifying adultery. It can be any position in there, and it can cause us to be distorted in our thinking. I want us to consider the hidden value of abstaining from all appearance of evil that the media can offer. The media has things to offer that's much wiser left alone than experimented with. Much wiser. I'll give you an illustration that I hope will make sense. If you come to me and talk to me about players and professional sports, I'm probably not going to be able to relate to you at all. And I may say something here that's not 100% correct, but I know that the World Series has something to do with baseball. And the Super Bowl has something to do with football. And when somebody says Final Four, they're talking about basketball. But if you want to ask me who is the pick of some team, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't relate to you. If you know the statistics of somebody's batting average and whatever the statistics are in basketball and football, you're over my head. When I was a teenager, I enjoyed playing basketball probably more than any of the other games. And I can enjoy playing those games with my children and with other young people and other people my age without any reservation. I enjoy that. I'm going to tell you a hidden value. We live in a small school district, and if you're reasonably athletically inclined, you don't have to try out to be on the team. You just show up. And my sons are taller and somewhat stronger than the average in their school district. And it's been relatively easy, I'm going to say, for them to take the position not to become involved in playing competitive sports. I'm going to just tell you, that's a hidden value, because the only one that I know for sure played baseball is Babe Ruth. I want to be clear in what I'm trying to say here this morning. There's a hidden value. There's a hidden value, and not knowing anything about the Andy Griffith Show. All right? There's a hidden value in that. There's a hidden value in not incorporating somebody's reproduction of the life of John the Baptist. There's a hidden value in that. There's a hidden value in being clear of the mind-bending experience. We all know that when we see it, it makes much more of an impression than if we hear it or we read it. It's much more of a mind-bending experience to go and view something like the Passion of Christ. When you see something like that, there's going to be things cemented in your mind that's going to be hard for you to be open to the Spirit to visit with you when you read the story in the Scripture. We all know the people that produce that are not holy people. I want us to be careful. There's a hidden value in parents taking positions and stands against the infiltration of unholy media into our homes. The hidden value is it would help the next generation. The next generation. I don't want the next generation to be defiled. I don't want to be defiled. I want to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." A hidden value to go along with this is a wholesomeness of mind and heart. A wholesomeness that can't be replaced any other way. It can't be instilled any other way. It's a soul that the Lord can deal with. That's a hidden value. Instead of having other people's depiction and scenes flashing before our minds, and there, you know, dear ones, there are stories in the Scripture that I don't want to see a movie made out of, a lot of them. I don't want to see any movie about the Scripture. The people that produce those things know what appeals to people. They know what appeals and draws the crowd in and makes it a paying proposition. And it's the same thing whether they're, I don't know, I've heard of some supposedly good movie called Tried by Fire or Tested by Fire or something like that. The things that will get people's attention in that and be a scene of that'll cause them to remember will be the same element that appeals to people that go to view things that you wouldn't think about going to see. I want us to consider that. There's a hidden value of staying totally clear from those type of things. There's a hidden value there, a wholesomeness that will come. I believe the Scripture tells us that the Lord chose by the foolishness of preaching. And I'm going to tell you, when I stand here, I feel pretty foolish. I feel pretty incapable of being able to convey something that will be a help to you when you face your difficulties in life. But I want to tell you this morning, in the fear of the Lord, that the hidden value of living a life free from all appearance of evil, there's a hidden value there that'll be strength to the next generation. It'll be something the next generation can anchor into. It'll be something they can get a hold of, and it'll be valuable for them. They can have a reference point that there's no question about that. Your position. My boys know that I've never had an aspiration to be a baseball player. They know I've never had aspirations to do some of the other things. If you want to talk to me, because I've worked in the automotive field, cars that go fast appeal to me. But I honestly don't know who drives Fords and who drives Pontiacs and Chevrolets on the NASCAR circuit. You might, but I don't. But I could get wrapped up in that. And if I did, there would be a hidden value that would be lost. There would be a hidden value that would be lost for my children. I could be enthralled with one of those celebrities, and ultimately it could cause my children to be distracted and to reach out after something that would cause them to lose their integrity with God. A hidden value. There's a hidden value in... I'll go back to the dress issue just a moment. There's a hidden value in having a modest, upright appearance. I would venture to say, of the older sisters in the congregation here, that you could recount numerous times where total strangers had offered to assist you, to carry a package, to open a door. It happens. There's a hidden value there. And it's something that people, no matter how defiled their mind might be, there's something when they see that, they recognize it. And they applaud it. They commend you on it. They'll tell you that that's the way little girls ought to be dressed. They'll tell you, I appreciate your family. They'll tell you those things. People that are total strangers. There's hidden values out there. The devil wants to come along and tell you that it's not really worth. It's not really what it's cracked up to be. There's nothing here but just something superficial. I want to tell you, there's some hidden values in a life of integrity, a life of carefulness, a life that will not touch the uncleanness that the media has to offer. Many forms out there, folks. May the Lord help us and give us understanding in these areas. I want to be faithful. I want the hidden values to be in my life. Maybe not that that's... maybe you can't name them all. But the hidden values that will help our next generation be able to get a hold of God for themselves. That's what it's all about. We're not here to analyze each other and to say, well, you got it and you don't. We're here to create an atmosphere with the help of the Lord and in the fear of the Lord, where you have the opportunity to get a hold of God for yourself, to where you can be connected to Him as an individual. That's what's going to matter. It's not going to matter that you came here on Sunday morning on May the 24th. It's going to matter of whether you're connected to God. That's what's going to matter. And it's going to matter that I leave my children and the next generation with the hidden values that they can get a hold of God for themselves. You pray for me.